For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Nick Ayers was considered a top contender to replace outgoing White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, but he apparently doesn't want the job. Sources now say Ayers, who's an aide to Vice President Mike Pence, will go to work at a political action committee instead. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News Sunday he'd heard the reports that President Trump and Kelly weren't getting along.
In my tenure, a little less than a year now, I think a lot of the gossip is just wrong. I think they did get along. Everybody's going to have disagreements. That's the way life works. But was he fired? I don't think he was fired. I wasn't privy to that final conversation.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is being mentioned as a replacement now, as is Republican Congressman Mark Meadows. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA, that's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
Not a good day to be outside in parts of the southeast. An early winter storm is causing all sorts of problems. WCNN TV reporter Felicia Bolton.
There's several inches of snow down here. And it's very soft, but that doesn't mean it's okay to be outside. Many trees are covered in all of the snow, and that can make for some very dangerous conditions because right above it is a power line, and that's getting snow as well. The more snow that piles on, the more likely a tree branch will fall.
Some school districts in Virginia and North Carolina have already closed for Monday. China is making it clear they're not happy about the arrest of a Chinese company executive in Canada, requested by the U.S. She's accused of trying to evade U.S. sanctions on Iran. It's unclear if the arrest could derail talks. The U.S. and China agreed on a 90-day ceasefire on tariffs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A top GOP senator is concerned about the president's pick to be the United Nations ambassador. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
President Trump wants former Fox News reporter and current State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert to succeed Nikki Haley as ambassador when Haley steps down at the end of the year. Nauert has little foreign policy experience before taking the State Department post, and now the Senate Foreign Relations Committee would consider Nauert's nomination, and one of the members, GOP Senator Marco Rubio, tells CBS's Face the Nation, quote, I most certainly think she has the ability to do the job well, but he adds, does she have detailed knowledge of foreign policy to a level that will allow her to be successful at the United Nations? That I don't know. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump has made his choice for the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. John Clements reports.
Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley is the choice of President Trump to become the next top military advisor, replacing General Joseph Dunford, who is retiring in October of next year.
Mark Milley, as you know, was just appointed the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to be determined date a little bit later in the year. They usually give quite a bit of notice for a lot of reasons.
Milley's a four-star general who served combat command in both Iraq and in Afghanistan. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News,